Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter. Motherfucker, my name's Amin Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey and Big Jerv. Merry New Year to everybody. I hope y'all had a happy, safe holiday. We're going to get into what everybody did. We're also going to talk about Kendrick Lamar being, quote, the greatest rapper of this generation, according to the failing New York Times. We also got some other shit. We got a lot of shit, man. This, my man, Young Thug, man. This shit's going all bad for him. But first, I want to remind everybody, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are signed up. Make sure you are a member so that you can get all the perks, like the overflow episodes, like the OG podcast, the watch alongs, the Discord. I could go on and on. Just make sure you do it. Just do it, man. It's a new year. Go ahead, man. Make yourself happy. You also get this whole episode all at once as opposed to bit by bit as we've been doing here the last month or so. All right. So more people are snitching on Doug, taking the plea deals. There's two guys. I think there have been two people who have decided to go to trial and not say shit. And everybody else around this man is folding like origami. I feel bad, man. I feel bad for him. And I was talking about this yesterday at the party with my buddy Felton. And there's a couple of things. One is the idea that the people getting plea deals in many cases are people who actually committed murder, shot people. Whereas they're getting plea deals to testify against Doug, who, whether or not he ordered, quote unquote, ordered the hit or whatever, he didn't actually kill him, anybody. It's just weird to me. Like, we're talking about having a safer society, right? Which is ultimately the whole point of prosecution and conviction and all that stuff. Talking about having a safer society. I feel safer walking the streets if Young Thug is a free man than I do a bunch of known shooters is walking around as free men. Do I have this wrong? Am I mistaken in feeling that way?
Hey, free Thugger.
But you see what I'm saying, though? Like, forget
no,
about
I get it.
I'm just saying, like,
but it's also like the mafia bosses, right?
But why are we? Why are we? I don't know, man. And the big thing for me is how this trial ends up and how this case ends up. This is going to be very high profile for the DA. And is probably going to help them launch the next stage of their political career running for office. How many other DAs around the country from the different states are watching this to see how it turned out and be like, oh, because if you can call a record label an organized crime organization, then there's no shortage of high profile cases that you can do as a DA to prosecute that really isn't the stuff that's the best interest of public safety and more about how can I get some shine. It's nuts, man. Like, they're trying to get this nigga life.
Trying to throw the L at them, man. And that's crazy.
Live.
Listen, it's crazy. He ain't even tripping off them other bulls, but the only person, Gunna. He wanted Gunna to, and Gunna said, fuck it, I'm out.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise, but maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal, ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Educate me real quick, just real fast. Why would Gunna, from what everyone has said about the type of individual that Gunna was, right? Like,
Trey,
Gunna wasn't
Trey,
about that
Trey,
lifestyle.
You weren't here. We watched the video of this nigga Gunna, like,
that's
15
the
years
I
ago. Oh, you said
yeah,
that.
The one. Yeah,
15
I said
years
that.
Ago, this nigga was like, well, my cousin did shit. I'm like, damn. You could not.
Yeah, so like, why would that be the one that hurts you the most, right? Like, you should know that everyone else doing their thing, like, these dudes is...
That's just, he put so much into him. That was his right-hand man. You feel me? Like, I think it's just kind of, you know, if anybody else, he would be the person. And I thought it would be a different type of outcome. Like, oh, no, you get out, you perform, let's keep the show going, take it over. That's how I figured it would be, but it's like, nah, bro, you really hurt me because... You, out of all people, was supposed to be like, nah, I'm going to stay in here with him. You know what I'm saying? And that's not the case. So, again, people going to still listen to his music. People still going to do what they're going to do. But this alleged street code, it don't hold weight. And, you know, the Tekashi said, you know what I mean? Oh, y'all basically moving goalposts because y'all his friend. You know what I'm saying? But when I did it, it wasn't a big deal. You feel me? So it's interesting to see what's down the line in 2023 for him. You know what I'm saying? Is the rap community going to accept him, or is he going to make a banger and everybody forgets? Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z.
I think Tekashi kind of what helped him was he leaned into it, right? Yeah, like he. I don't think Gunna's got that kind of energy of like, yeah, I'm the snitch ass nigga. Like he's not gonna.
But I mean, it's on the internet. He can't. It's not like.
I know, but like, I think he's gonna. I think what he wants is probably gonna try to do is the Rick Ross just kind of like gloss over it. Nah, like Tekashi made that part of his.
He's gonna address it in the music. Good promo though to sell some albums, cause niggas gonna listen out of curiosity. That's the word. I mean, curiosity. Cause I'm for sure gonna listen to see what he's talking about. I was listening to Baby Birkin and it didn't hit the same.
But do you think he's gonna even address it? I don't think he's gonna address it, man.
Absolutely.
No,
absolutely.
He's not gonna address it, Trey. He's not gonna address it. What's he gonna say? What can he say? Oops.
He's gonna try to. You know, he's gonna try to stand on his business.
But I thought the consensus was that he did. Wait, I'm confused. When we talked about this before, everyone told me Gunna didn't snitch, right? Like, Gunna's not this. Now we're saying Gunna is a snitch. I just want to know, like, because well, I thought it was snitching.
I didn't say he snitched. I'm just saying.
Y'all gonna make me go back.
He took a plea deal, man. Like, that's not a plea deal. What?
That's what I thought from jump. I was like, that sounds like snitching to me.
Yeah, Alfred, please.
It's not my place to define.
I mean,
other than the YouTube video of him talking to the local news. Actually, it was my man here who did the show. I'm like, they were both wearing the same red hoodie. I'm like, what? That's snitching. Yeah. I feel confident saying, like,
so
you
on,
could say it wasn't my
record.
Cousin. He's on record, on camera, boy, with the full name. His name's Legetro, da da da. I'm like, what are you doing, man? But, sad. Yeah, man. Shit, man. But I don't know, like, with regards to this case, I don't know. I don't know that he stitched or not. I do know that, like, that
all
shit
I know
ain't...
is Thug on his ass back in there. And,
damn, bro.
He home. So now we'll see. What he do with his freedom? Is he gonna rap? Because you know he tried to give away some toys during Christmas and they canceled the event. So
hell yeah,
they're not rocking with it. So we gonna see.
Hell yeah, brother! You both are just stepping
on,
out in the public like that.
He's out on bail.
Respectfully.
Oh no, Gunna! You talking about Gunna?
Gunna was trying to do some Christmas giveaway in Atlanta.
You can't, you can't, bro. You gotta lay low. You better lay low.
How about this? Just go that way. Go that way. Live your life.
Like
if you want to put out, if you want to put out music, it's gotta be all homegrown within the confines of the people that you got around you, my brother.
To the nigga took a plea deal.
I don't understand why niggas don't know this.
To the nigga who took a plea deal and still talking that shit, he better lay low.
Yo, it's so crazy.
I've never heard of niggas like taking a plea deal and just coming back to like
to the block
to the block and be like,
because he put out his disclaimer, Jerv. That's why he think he good. I did not.
Oh no, somebody.
And Boosie not making that shit no better. Boosie ain't making that shit no better. Hey, every time a nigga sees Boosie over there, quote retweet, making a video about it. Oh, this one made me cry. He putting tens on that shit, so he making life hard for them when they come home. He making it so hard, because you know all the people that got yellow eyeballs. Listen to Boosie. They ready to call some truck. Hey, man, we can wrap it on this one, but they ready to try some shit, bro. Boosie Boo still got the voice in the streets.
That's going to do it for us here at Bomb. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in, getting all that extra content, exclusive content for our subscribers. If you didn't want to wait a whole week to get the full episode, if you're a Patreon member, you would have got it immediately the first day. So again, patreon.com/countthedings. For Big Dur, for Black Trey, I'm Amino Hassan, reminding you to stay black, motherfuckers. Merry New Year!